Sarah Key tells two stories and tells both of them very well. The first story of Kristen Scott Thomas, a professional journalist who was assigned to report on a case back in 1942 when the occupied French cooperated in rounding up 10,000 Jews for the Nazi death camps. Thomas discovers what seems to me a completely innocent involvement in the roundup by members of her family and becomes obsessed with what I could only diagnose as an irrational sense of guilt and a positive lust to uncover the truth. Her bosses and everybody else try to get her to drop the investigation, which is not turning up anything newsworthy and is turning her into a psychological mess. But like a good detective, she keeps running down clues that seem to be getting her nowhere. Sarah's Key has a lot of the fascination of a good police procedural, though we have little hope of anything like a happy ending, even in terms of simple justice in the end. The second story, interfolded with Thomas's investigation without robbing it of its mystery, tells some things that happened to some of the people two generations back in 1942, and I can't say much of anything about what did happen to them without giving away too much plot, so let me just say that again, we have a case of guilty feelings among the innocent, and again the suspense is almost too uncomfortable. But this time the story is realistically but frustratingly incomplete. And the big problem with a very good movie is that the past story is far more interesting and original than Kristen Scott Thomas's, to the point that I almost resented Thomas's intrusion into it, though probably some kind of relief was needed from the grimness. Sarah's Key is good enough that its biggest flaw is that it does an important part of its job too well. Jim Erickson, over and out.